This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 463, and today we're going to be talking about how to be strong and say no. I've done a couple of podcasts on personal boundaries, as well as we teach people how to treat us. Both of those have an emphasis on saying no. Most people feel very, very, very uncomfortable with saying no. They feel it's selfish to say no if they're asked to do something. There's all sorts of stigmatisms and limiting beliefs around saying no. And there are many, many benefits about saying no. Because one, if you say yes and you really mean no, you're deceiving yourself. You're not being authentic. And when we're not authentic to ourselves, then a whole bunch of stuff can happen to us. We need to be within integrity and say yes or say no if we mean it. And so there's a lot of benefits to saying no. First, maybe not be a benefit, but you're going to develop mental strength through saying no because it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be challenging. People are going to go, what's going on with you? You always used to say yes. And now when you start standing up for yourself and start to say no to things, people are going to, you're going to take them by surprise and be prepared for some pushback. But here's the thing, when you start to say no, it shows bravery, it shows courage, it shows that you know what you want. When you can say, most people, here's the mental weakness, if you will, way of getting around it. Somebody asks you something to do, you go, I'll think about it. And then you hope it goes away and you never respond back yes or no. You go, I'll think about it, and it slowly goes away. Well, first, if that's a good friend that's asked you to do something, one, they're not going to trust you anymore because they can't depend on you. If you say yes or no, people can trust you. People can believe what you're saying. But if you go, I think about it, hopefully it's going to go away, that's such weak sauce. And you need to be able to stand up and say yes if you mean yes, no if you mean no. Both of those, it showcases your bravery. And you need to be able to, in order to go through life and get success and have really a good, happy life, we need to be brave. We need to be courageous. And again, by saying no, it will sharpen, it'll build that bravery muscle. It also means we value our time. When we say no to requests, it means that our time is more important to us than what you're asking. Now, there are times, obviously, we want to say yes. We want to help people. We want to do things. But when we find ourselves doing it because we feel obligated or because we feel guilty, or because what happens is we say yes, we go do something, and then we come back and get all pissed off because we don't have enough time to do what we wanted to do because we helped somebody move. We helped somebody do something else. Well, then in that case, you say no. You say no because you want to value your time. You're the one that's living your life. You're the one that's experiencing your life. You're the one that's going through your life. You need to value your time more than somebody else's. This is not being selfish. This is not being self-centered. But when it comes down to it, and again, I'm not saying say no to everything, but there are benefits to saying no. And when you can say no, one, it increases your bravery, but also it shows individuals that you value, especially yourself, it shows you that you value yourself, your time, more than somebody else's time. And the funny thing is that when you say no to something, you're actually saying yes to other things. So if you say, no, I can't go to the movies tonight, because you wanted to stay home and read, you're actually saying, yes, I'm going to stay home and read. So no, I can't go to the movies. So right, for every no, there's a yes. And when you can start thinking of the things that you want to do, you can say no to the things you don't want to, which is actually saying yes to the things that you want to do. And, you know, think of all the times that you might have said, yes, you'll do something, but really you didn't because you would rather stay home and take a nap, or you'd rather go to watch TV, whatever it is. And again, we need to use some discretion as to when we say yes or no. But really, when you're saying no to something, you are saying yes to your own desires. The other thing is, when you start to say no, it gives a clear indication to others and to yourself that you really know what you want. When people don't know what they want, they'll go, I'll think about it, or they'll go, yeah, okay, I'll do that, because they don't know what they want. But if you have your day planned out and you know exactly what you want to accomplish during the day, and you have all that laid out, and somebody asks you to do something within a time that you have scheduled away, you just simply say no, because you know what you want. And it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's really empowering. Again, I'm not saying say no like a jerk, but you can just say, no, thank you, I have some other plans. No, but you can still say no. You can cushion it up, if you will. Many people feel very, very, very uncomfortable in the beginning when they say no, and they make all these excuses behind it. Well, if it allows you to say no, that's fine. But my suggestion would be to just say no, thank you, and that's it. You don't need to explain yourself. You don't need to. Maybe a good friend would be curious as to why, and they go, well, why can't you? And you get into some conversation, but often when somebody asks you why you can't, they're trying to find a hole in your they're trying to find a weakness in your argument on why you can't do something, and they're going to come back and suggest something else. So be careful when you start giving excuses on why you can't do something, because really the way to answer that would be is, do you want to know why so you can just understand, or do you want to know why so you could find another way to get me to say yes? Because you know, well, hey, can you go out tonight? No, I can't. Oh, why not? Well, I'm going to stay home. Well, you can stay home another night. Come out with me tonight. So they're not respecting your no. They're trying to find a weakness in your no. But if you go, no, thank you. Nope, I have other plans. What are they? They're just other plans. Well, can you share them? No, I can't. Right? And so, again, this depends on your relationship with the individual, but just be careful, because once you start to say no, people are going to want to know why you're starting to say no. They're going to be inquisitive. They're going to be like, wow, that's not like you. And they're going to try to find ways to manipulate you to say yes. So often the least amount of information you give them, the better. If it helps and you say no and you argue the argument and you still stay no, then that's fine. But the other thing that saying no is, it means you're assertive, right? Assertive, not aggressive. Aggressive is different. But being assertive has this negative connotation. But really it means is, you know all those things we've just talked about. You know what you want. You're being assertive. You're asserting yourself. No, I'm not going to go. No, thank you. I'm not going to go. Right? So being assertive ultimately gains much, much more respect than being weak. And being weak, people don't respect people they can walk over and control, ultimately. Yes, there are some narcissistic qualities out there. There are some other qualities. But in a normal relationship, really deep down, we don't respect somebody who doesn't stand up for themselves, who doesn't say no, who's not assertive. So again, you may get some pushback, but it also means that you are assertive and you will gain a lot more respect for being assertive. So these are a couple of ways of, or a few ways of benefits of being strong and saying no. And again, When you start to say no, you're going to develop your mental strength, so you're going to be able to articulate yourself in other areas of life. But what I would suggest is go over to where the podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com, and then use the pull-down menu, find the blog, see where the podcast is, and just read through these bullet items on how to be strong and start to use one of them a week and just watch how much your life will change. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.